Chuck Chad Freestyle for August 23rd, 2013, Dog Days of Podcasting. It's go time, baby. The last year of planning has come to this. It is party day for the 25th anniversary. Now, remember, our anniversary isn't really until October. So, we did this just because more people can travel in the summer. And had I done this a little bit differently, I would have made it last weekend because there are a few people who can't make it because they're delivering kids to college. So, unfortunate as that is, you can't please all the people all the time. We took a stab at it and we get what we get, and I'm very happy for what we get. Donna has been terrific throughout all this stuff. She has been helping, even though I offered to do the majority of the planning and the calling and. You know, this was going to be my gift to her, was to put this all together. She just had to make a few decisions. She's helped with stuffing envelopes, and looking up addresses, and all kinds of stuff. She's just been wonderful. Even pulling weeds in the yard the last few days just to spruce things up a little bit nicer. That is what I am doing right now. I'm on my way to the yard waste recycling place. Hopefully they're open at 8 a.m. If not, I'll be making a return trip. The van just has a couple of buckets, Rubbermaid tubs full of yard garbage. I didn't want to load up all the branches. We had a storm come through a couple of weeks ago, knocked down some branches. Not so much in our yard, but I thought I'd take the opportunity to trim up a few branches that were hanging low and kind of in the way and maybe touching the house, that kind of thing. And I dragged them to the front yard thinking, oh, they'll pick these up as part of the storm damage. They never did. Then the third Tuesday, which was this past couple of days ago, they were supposed to do a scheduled pickup. They never did. So I called the town hall people yesterday and said, wait, why didn't you pick up my branches? Oh, we're a little bit behind from the storm a couple of weeks ago. We'll pick it up on Monday. I said, no, that's no good. I got a pile of crap in my yard that's, I got a party this weekend, so I didn't tell him in quite that tone of voice, but that's what was going through my head. I said, oh, thank you very much. I'll make other arrangements. So now I have to haul that away myself, which means I'll probably wind up with a bunch of leaves in the van, which means I'll probably go to the car wash place and vacuum this thing out again. Who knows who I'll be hauling around this weekend. It's just going to be fun. So that's where I'm headed right now. This is really going to be, it dawned on me last night, this is going to be a collision of worlds. There are going to be people that I've known for 30, 40 years there. There are going to be people that, from church, from karate. It's weird because they won't all know each other, but we'll know all of them. How many parties or things you go to like that? Hardly ever any. So if there's anybody there that I don't know, it's either going to be a spouse or a freeloader. And we'll take care of both of them. I really am looking forward to seeing everybody tonight. That goes without saying. And I've got my tux rented. They gave me I chose a pewter waistcoat. They don't do cummerbunds anymore, and they don't do charcoal colored tuxes. That's what we had for our original wedding colors. If you've looked on the Facebook event page, there's our wedding pictures. I had charcoal tuxes for the guys. I had tails and a gray cummerbund. They had red cummerbunds to match the girls' red clothes, red dresses. And they don't do that anymore, so I rented all black, but I did do a pewter waistcoat, and they matched the pocket square and the bow tie. And I said, do you have any tie your own bow ties? And they said, no, everything's clip-on these days. I went, well, that's just sad. So when I got home, Julie wanted to see the tux, and I thought I'd show Donna, so I tried it on last night. And they all liked it. And I said, you know, I think that red tie that Craig had designed and I had made last spring might actually work with this. And it'll be a nice little hint to the colors we used to have. So I put it on and Julie said, well, all you need now is a pocket square. Too bad you don't have any extra material. And I said, I do have extra material. So we cut ourselves a little pocket square out of the extra material. And now that matches the tie. And it actually looks like it kind of goes together. So, the old power symbol bow tie is going to make a second showing. I'll get to tie it myself. And, you know, you get to the end of the night, I just think it looks cooler when you have that bow tie untied or on your neck. It's a lot cooler than a clip-on. So, having a lot of fun with that. Looking forward to tonight. Julie will not be able to come to the whole thing this weekend. Her friends decided to get married this weekend also. So she's going to be in and out at the various events and things. Very busy girl, very busy weekend. Going to miss her dearly because after this weekend she goes off to college for her third year as a chemical engineering major. And I get really sad this time of year, every year. And I am going to miss her dearly. She is such a great friend, such a great kid. But, you know, like my mom said, we didn't raise him to stay with us forever. And we'll just do the best we can and look forward to her next visit. She has got a busy, busy schedule this upcoming week because her friends are moving into a house and she's joining her friends in a house. And let's see, is this place open? It is not open. Are the hours posted? The hours are posted. Summer hours. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 9 a.m. So I will come back in about 45 minutes. That's fine. That's fine. I'll just turn around in this next door neighbor parking lot. They probably get this a lot. Oh, it's the bus garage parking lot. Never knew what was next door to the Yardways place. So, you know what? Instead of driving around, I'll just finish this off right here in the parking lot. Yeah, I'm going to miss Julie dearly because she's got a wedding. We have hired a photographer for tonight, or for the weekend. A friend of ours from church does this thing. He's got a media shop place. So I asked him and hired him for the weekend, and we've been working out plans. We're going to set up a little photo booth for the first hour or so tonight. When people come in, they're all dressed up nice. You know, the kids haven't spilled anything on themselves, whatever. And we'll get some... pictures, family pictures, group pictures, significant other pictures, whatever we want for that first hour or so. And then he'll roam around and do some candids. He'll also be at the ball game tomorrow night. Looking forward to that. As far as Dragon Con plans, everybody's been talking about that, getting very excited. I hear your podcast. I look forward to seeing you guys. And my plans are almost non-existent at this point because obviously I've been planning for my own event. all I know at this point, Kian McMahon and I were conversing the other day on LinkedIn. There is a job opportunity. I offered it to him, but unfortunately he's unable to take it. He said, "How are your Dragon Con plans coming?" And I went, yeah. All I know at this point is Lisa's coming. There's a live show. We're doing that Friday night. We'll be in the parade. And Craig and I are doing one of the presentations for the Parsec Awards. I have no idea what else. We have to find a time for Clinton and Craig and I to do our Misty version of one of the Star Trek episodes, original series. Those are always fun. Look forward to that. And I do have a couple of things set aside for Craig that I need to remember to pack. Other than that, not a lot. There's still a lot left to do, and it's going to have to come together in the last, like, 3 days. But I have 3 days of work, because I've got Thursday, Friday off, so it's going to be a hoot. Oh, also, next Wednesday is one of our adult karate test modules tests, so, yeah, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night are pretty well shot. Gonna have to try and do something in there somewhere. Fortunately, I work from home. Fortunately, I have a lot of long conference calls that are pretty dull, so I can get last-minute things together and even pack a suitcase during a conference call. Take that, all you people who have to work in cubicles. one project that is also knocked off is Lisa's car. It is done. We did purchase the new Subaru. It's sitting in the driveway. You might have seen the picture on Facebook where I took a picture of the old car next to the new car and said, "Old and busted, new and hotness." So, that is done. We did salvage the stereo and CD changer out of the old car. The CD changer came with it, and I don't know if it had any value. I listed both of them on Craigslist. The CD changer was $30, but the stereo we put in about a year ago, and because the original one she had didn't work at all, so we just went to a local place, bought a $100 stereo CD changer. It's not changer, but just a AM/FM CD. It's Bluetooth ready. Doesn't have Bluetooth on it. Has a couple of line-ins on it. So I listed it for $50 because that's about what they're going for. A little bit more on eBay. I got a couple of nibbles, but nothing solid yet. Somebody asked if it'll work in their Beetle, and I said yes with the proper wire harness. So, yeah, it's busy today. Looking forward to seeing people come in. I really am. I got to just zip up a couple of last-minute things. These aren't, like, scramble-to-the-finish-line things. They're things I'm looking around the yard going, hey, I got time. I should do that. Yeah, that's been annoying me. I don't want people to see that when they walk in the house. Like a couple of dead plants hanging in the sunroom. I took those out yesterday. Look at them. I hit my head on them and went, really? I didn't notice these before? I got three dead geraniums in hanging pots. So I took them out to the shed. That doesn't sound good, does it? That sounds like I took them out to beat them to death. Like, well, the old days. I took them out behind the shed with a switch. There will be no Technorama this weekend because obviously there are a lot of activities. I am gathering up some funny news articles for probably the live show. Oh my gosh, that's going to be the next one we do. So, at least I'll be somewhat prepared for that. Just staying in the habit of visiting the news feeds a couple of times a day, tagging what I think is funny, and going on. Hey, we're over 10 minutes, and I'm going to wrap this one up. This is the early edition of Freestyle for the Dog Days of Podcasting. Find me at ChuckTomasi.com or ChuckChat.com. If you're interested in working at one of the coolest companies in the world, on one of the coolest teams, for one of the coolest people, and you like software development, hey, give me a call. Send me an email. I just told you the websites. Go there. I am furiously looking for awesome people to work with me. Talk to you later. 101.